Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started. Joined us for episode 51 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organising your wedding.
Wedding?
Wedding.
So we're doing like another minimalist wedding topic?
Well, minimalists and how to reduce waste, how to think about your wedding differently, and how to declutter unnecessary things from your wedding.
Yes, because it's a bit hard to declutter your wedding while you're in it.
Oh, yeah, like don't go to your wedding and like...
chuck out guests.
Yeah, like see you later. We're going minimal. You need to get out of here. Sorry, no entree or dessert. Share your mains between the person next to you.
Or as you're walking down the aisle, you're just like piffing things off.
Like throwing the rose petals out of the little basket.
That's a flowers girl's job, isn't it?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. I didn't have those kind of things at my wedding.
No, so tell us about your wedding.
Well, first of all...
because everybody was so riveted to our baby show.
We need to then share our wedding stories.
Yes.
First of all, if you need help decluttering your wedding, get a wedding planner. We're probably not the best people to help you prep for your wedding.
Because we're an old married couple?
No, because that's not our core business. but we wanted to teach you and just talk about today an episode on how you can possibly think about weddings in a minimalist way.
Yes.
What year were you married, Kirst?
2004.
I was married 2002, so similar era.
Yes.
We were married before there were like digital cameras, Instagram, Facebook,
Pinterest,
any of those kind of things. Like when we got married, you had been to maybe four or five weddings, and that's kind of all your framework for weddings was.
Yeah, I've been to a few more because I was older than you.
I got married at 21.
Yeah, so you were
really
lucky
hadn't
to get
been
to four or five.
That many weddings.
Yeah, whereas I got married at 27, so I'd been a bridesmaid in a few.
I'd never been a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
How many times have you been bridesmaid?
Four.
Ooh, that's a big amount.
Yeah, my two best friends and my two sisters.
Oh, nice. Mm. Very nice. So 2004... what's different now to perhaps what weddings were like in 2004?
Well, it's the same.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
I think we had magazines to look through, to flick through.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that.
We had magazines. They do still have magazines, but...
but nowhere near as much as Pinterest.
No, or Insta.
Yes, we totally had magazines. I'd forgotten about that. And one bride would pass her magazines on to the next bride because you'd like put sticky notes and like tag the pages. Because all you were looking for when we got married is I need a dress, I need bridesmaids' dresses, and I need flowers.
And a venue.
And a venue. That was pretty much it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then you'd organise a photographer, but there was no weddings, really? Not really.
There was. Like, occasionally. It was still a big production. It was a very big production in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
If you wanted it to be. And it was a very expensive
thing
still. There just wasn't as much variety.
No, every wedding looks the same.
Although I might argue that lots of weddings look the same now too.
Possibly.
They're just the same Instagrammy worthy, Pinterest worthy.
That's actually, yes.
Like, but they're very similar.
Mm.
And I think that is true in all of history. Like, you can tell a 1970s wedding. Yep. You can tell an 80s wedding. You can tell a 90s wedding.
Yeah.
And you can definitely tell a 2000s wedding. And then I reckon you'll be able to tell a teen's wedding as well.
Yep. I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
And it just has changed. It's much more crafty and vintage.
Yeah, boho.
Boho, yeah.
Yeah.
Did
or
you?
Or luxe and, like, real.
Oh, I've
yeah.
been to a luxe wedding.
Hmm. I haven't been to a wedding for a while. I'm just talking.
You can keep talking. I was going to ask you that, did you do anything out of the box at your wedding?
We didn't have a wedding cake.
Oh!
We had a wedding cake. We didn't have a wedding cake.
So what did your wedding cake, not your wedding cake,
yeah, so we went to Greensboro Cake Kitchen, just ordered a big slab cake.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And we decorated it ourselves.
Yep.
Simon decorated it. I may not have participated too much in the decorating of it because I was getting, may have been frustrated. Or I know, I remember coming home. My girlfriend had come out from England for my wedding, and we went shopping for an outfit for her to wear to the wedding, and took longer than Simon expected. So when we got back to his house, he was a bit frustrated. That's my clear memory of that day. We made a few things. Like, we did do a little.
Okay.
You're
a little bit more crafty.
We did. We had these, like, love heart sticks that suck in, like, that were.
Like lollipop stick kind of things.
Yeah, but they were, like, this size, which is
charades.
Not helpful.
They were. Let's do it again.
Like 30 centimetre hearts that had a big stick into the ground. And we threaded beads on wire and threaded it around. So it's really pretty.
Yeah. Have you got photos you could put in the show notes?
I will.
That's really pretty.
And the other thing that we did that was unusual at the time, we didn't have any bridal party.
I didn't know that.
No, it was just the two of us.
Oh, how lovely.
It was lovely. My sister was not so keen because she also got married very young and that was only like 2 years before us. So she hadn't been a bridesmaid. She'd only been a bridesmaid in our other sister's wedding and she was really keen to be a bridesmaid in mine. So I'm really sorry, Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've never been bridesmaid in any of my sister's weddings. And I didn't have any of my sisters in my wedding. I had my then 9-year-old sister, maybe she was 9, 21 take away 14, 7-year-old sister as a flower girl, and that was it.
But did you have bridal party?
Yeah. Just no family.
So we just included our brothers and sisters in the ceremony instead because we had just been in two weddings ourselves the previous year and found it very expensive time.
Yes.
And we didn't want to burden our brothers and sisters with the expense of being in our bridal party and we didn't want to pay for it all ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, well, we have two options.
Yep.
They can pay for it, we can pay for it. Or we three options.
Or we don't have it.
And we were trying to be very budget conscious. Like, our whole wedding, I think our whole wedding, including the honeymoon, was like 15 grand.
Oh, I love that.
So it was very expensive. And my sister, both my sisters did it for heaps cheaper than that.
Really?
But at the time, that was a very cheap wedding.
Yeah.
Like, we had a lunchtime reception. So we had a morning ceremony and a lunch cocktail party.
Yep.
And we didn't have bridesmaids because we really wanted to pay for everything for people. So we chose not to have them instead.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want them to pay for it. And we wanted them just to be involved in our ceremony. So two of them got up and said prayers for us. Two of them signed the
registry.
And then my brothers were hand her out.
Fantastic.
So we just included all our family that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's really nice, Kirst.
So we were a bit different, and we had people at our wedding going, oh, well, we wish we could have done something like this instead of having a big church wedding. We had a great day. We had it, and then we got photos. So we took photos, family photos there at the ceremony, and we had it all in one. We had the ceremony with the reception at the one place.
At a church or at a reception venue?
At a reception venue.
Fantastic.
So then we had all family photos there, and then we went with our photographer, who was a friend of ours, and we went down to the beach, down to Brighton Beach, because that's where someone wanted photos. And then they came into the city too and took photos of us in the city. And then I got to prance around in my wedding dress all through the city at 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, that's so much fun.
It was awesome. And then we went to our hotel, and we had club room access at the Hyatt. So then I was walking through the club lounge in my wedding dress, and everybody's like, oh, look at her. She's a bride. And it was so awesome because there was still plenty of
day left
to enjoy. I totally recommend morning weddings, lunchtime weddings.
And that is one of our tips. If you're wanting to go a minimal wedding, having a wedding outside of a mealtime or outside of a dinner time is, we've got friends that did it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
So my sister had a really unusual wedding too.
She did. You better tell everyone about this.
I know, right? It's so cool.
The most unusual, creative, fun wedding I've ever heard of.
Yes. She had you tell your recollection of it.
I wasn't there.
I know, but you remember hearing about it.
It was circus themed, is that right?
Well, yeah. So what they did is they invited everybody they ever knew, ever.
Everybody got invited.
Yeah, every single person.
I wasn't there because I lived in the country at the time.
Yes.
Not because she didn't like me.
No. Yes. She even invited her prep teacher.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Her prep teacher, she got invited. Anyway, they invited everybody they'd ever met, walking down the street, hey, you want to come to my wedding? That type of everybody. And then they had a very theatrical ceremony in a church, so much so that people pulled out swords and it was a very theatrical.
Which is very in line with their hobbies and interests.
Yes. And then we just went, she was a teacher, she still is a teacher. So we went to their school, her school, and it was a BYO party. So they provided jumping castles, they provided kids games, they provided an adult's jumping castle. And there was bands and Harley Davidson rides, and
it was a festival.
It was a festival of Jackie and Stu.
Yeah.
And it didn't cost them hardly anything because they didn't provide any food. It was BYO, and they told
they
people
didn't have food.
No, they had a fairy bread cake, wedding cake.
Oh, that's right. That's so fun.
And everything else was just there's a KFC around the corner and a Macca's, or you can bring your own picnic. Just BYO. It was a fun, fun wedding.
Yeah, that's a really fun. And did people dress up? If you're going on jumping castles and Harley rides, you're probably not wearing a formal dress. Is that right?
Yeah, I can't really. I was dressed up because I was in a bridesmaid's dress. But we were jumping on the jumping castle. Jackie was in her wedding dress jumping on the jumping castle.
I have seen photos of that.
Yeah, and we were all in. Although, I wasn't in a dress. We had gone to Vietnam earlier in that year, Jackie and I, on a Taste and See tour with Tia Australia, and we had got Vietnamese outfits made for Larissa and I for our bridesmaids' dresses. So they were pants and then the long
beautiful
top, very Asian style.
Oh,
and Jackie got her wedding dress made in Vietnam.
That's pretty cool, isn't
it? It was a fun wedding.
So that's
people.
Probably the standout wedding of the early 2000s. That was really different.
Yes.
So we did a few things differently in ours. Now, people are going to laugh at this, but for us, we didn't do any congregational singing, which for a Christian wedding, back in the early 2000s was a thing. You'd like sing hymns or Christian songs. And so we were like, meh, we're not really into that. So we didn't have that. And then we didn't either have a cake. We didn't have a band. We had a friend of ours play piano. But the thing that we did that was a bit different is the bridal party performed a song at the reception. So everyone in our bridal party were musos, my husband and I are musos. And so we played I'm a Believer by the Monkees. And it was so
but
much fun.
But it was
fun.
Like Shrek then.
It was the, yeah. Shrek had just come out.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law is the president of the Neil Diamond fan club. So we actually played the Neil Diamond version. But all the young people would have thought it was from Shrek.
Yeah.
But her and her friends all got up and danced because we were playing Neil Diamond.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was probably the most standout different thing that we did.
Cool. There's so many different ways. Like, so weddings are such a fun time to be creative.
They're really fun. And it is less stressful if you do things like set a budget, avoid complete excess. So, you know, not over catering so much as over staging.
Yes.
Is really where I think a lot of the budget can go. And you can, would anyone notice if you didn't have a program or an order of service? Would anyone notice if there weren't flowers on the ends of every chair?
Yes.
What kind of things will people notice and what kind of things do people totally not care about because they're there to celebrate you?
Yeah. And I think it is that remembering that people are there and they remember the memories. Like, yes, of course, I remember jumping on my sister's jumping castle. But again, that wasn't like it was because it was unique.
Correct.
Rather than, oh.
And it was them.
Yes, it was totally them.
More from us in just a few minutes. Don't forget to visit our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au, and sign up for our bonus episode that's not so secret anymore. We've done episodes on linen cupboards, toys, wardrobes, pantries, jewellery, and so many more. So if you're new to The Art of Decluttering, you'll find loads of great tips like this one from the episode we did on entryways.
We keep hooks right next to our door for our keys. Mm. So that coming and going, we put our keys straight away. So if you haven't got somewhere to store your car keys, you can go as simple as what Kirsty was saying, and that's just putting a basket somewhere near the door or on top of something that you know where it is, and just make sure they always go in there. And for us, that's just hanging them up near the door.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To the podcast for so many more tips and tricks.
We talked about it in the baby episode, and I think it's, and we've been kind of touching on this in this episode too, about not buying into consumer, like
the culture
that, yeah. And not buying into Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook and really like comparing yourself with other people. Like we
get inspired.
Yes.
Totally get inspired, but don't feel that obligation where you need to perform and be like other people, and your wedding's not going to be memorable if it's not Insta-worthy.
No, because it's about you and your partner.
That's like, right.
And figuring out what's unique about you guys and what's brought you together and why you want to spend the rest of your life together and celebrating that. And if that is doing Instagram-worthy stuff, go for it. Knock your socks off. But be conscious consumers and be thoughtful and intentional about what it is that you're there for.
And if you're going to have an Insta kind of wedding and you're going to have like dried flowers everywhere or vases or a bit boho-y, and think about how you can send stuff home with your guests and make that. Do you remember, did you have bonbonettis when you got married, where it was like that tradition of you've got to have, like, it used to be the sweet almonds.
Yes.
That was at least the Greek thing to do. I don't know if everybody did it. But if you're going to kind of go with that theme of giving your guests something, maybe it could be something that you've used to set up your beautiful wedding venue that everyone can kind of take something home.
Yeah, and there's so many different ways. Like, you can also hire, like, all that stuff. Like, my beautiful friend Ali in Sydney says, like, visually creative. Like, she's so beautiful and she has all that stuff. Like, yeah. She's got all the vases and she can theme your whole wedding and do all the flowers for you and everything. So, like, think about whether or not you actually have to invest mm-hmm. some money, and therefore what are you going to do with all of that when you are finished? Like, hire it, or just be thoughtful about what it is that you are wanting to do. And I remember thinking too, it's a bit like baby mm-hmm. in that there is so much effort put into, like, remember when before you had babies, you're all consumed about the birth.
The event,
which is the birth, which mm-hmm. is obviously very important
yeah.
to have a baby.
But it's over and done with.
Within
relatively quickly.
Yeah, relatively, in the grand scheme of things, quickly.
Yeah.
And the wedding's the same. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's so much effort put into weddings, but you've got to stay married for the yeah. rest of your life, hopefully.
Well, I think, like, my husband's a celebrant, and he always does pre-marriage counselling. So it's not so much counselling as it's just asking questions and helping people prepare for marriage more so than just preparing for a wedding.
Yeah, because your marriage is only a day.
You mean your wedding's only a day?
Your wedding's only, hopefully Let's your hope. Marriage is longer than a day, but your wedding's only a day.
Yeah.
And marriage is really, really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
And worth putting in the effort for.
And joyful and beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not a walk
in the
park.
You've got to work at it.
It's not a walk in the park.
Do you still have your wedding dress?
I do, because I forgot. This is the other unusual thing about my wedding. I didn't get a wedding dress. I wore my mum's wedding dress.
Did you?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. And our beautiful friend Kylie Johnson altered it for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
shout
that's
out
really
to Kylie.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. So I wore, because I was like shopping for wedding dresses, I couldn't find anything within our budget that we yep. had for a wedding dress. And then I was all like, oh, I could hire it. And then I was like, oh, why don't I see if mum's will fit me? And it did, with a little bit of altering.
Yep.
And yeah, so we altered it.
Oh, that's really
And so
beautiful.
I do still have it.
Yeah.
Because if I wore my mum's wedding dress, then I want to give Emily the opportunity to yeah. wear my wedding dress as well.
Oh.
And if she doesn't, that's totally fine. Like, my mum kept hers, but she had no pretense that any of us would wear it.
Yeah.
And thankfully my two sisters had got married before me, and
so
neither
you knew
of them
you could
had
alter
thought
it.
Of or yep. they chose not to, or for whatever reason I ended up, which
oh,
is
how lovely.
Beautiful, because I am her eldest daughter.
Yeah, that's really nice. My mum made my wedding dress.
Aww.
Yeah, so right from scratch, we wanted something that was really beautiful but designed for me but wasn't going to break the budget. And so my mum and her best friend, who's my godmother, made my wedding dress.
Yeah, my mum made my sister's wedding dress.
Yeah, so my mum has told me I'm not to get rid of it or else. So,
or else what?
I'm not sure. Not willing
Marilyn,
to find
what
out.
Else?
Not willing to test
Which
that
is
one.
Hard, because you have boys.
Well, clearly neither of them are going to wear it.
Yeah, they might turn it into a cummerbund or something.
A what?
It's like the things that men wear around their waist
yeah,
when they're
probably
in
not.
Tuxes. Like
probably
full,
not.
Probably not.
It's a beautiful wedding dress. It doesn't fit me anymore.
But what are you going to do with it?
Well, that's what I've tried to talk to my mum about, but. We just, that's a conversation for another day.
Speaking of which, my friend, the beautiful Nicoletta, she's got a business called Keepsakes by Nicoletta, and she turns wedding dresses into teddy bears, into like into or into christening outfits.
Yes, well, there's a business in Melbourne which would take your wedding dress, and I think it's called Angel Gowns, and it turns it into beautiful gowns for stillborn babies.
Oh, yes.
And so then they will come in, they'll help you dress your stillborn child, take some beautiful photos, and so you've got – so I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah. So,
so yes, I have mine. Let's quickly talk about storage for wedding dresses.
Yes.
I highly recommend the IKEA scub containers because they're dustproof, but they've got air vents. So you don't end up with a musty smell.
I still need to get around to dry cleaning my wedding dress.
Yeah. 14 years later.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
It's expensive.
It is. But if you ever want Emily to have the opportunity to...
My mum didn't. I got it dry cleaned before I wore mine. Yep.
Okay, maybe don't then.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
Just put it off your to-do list because mentally you've got a tab open for that. I think it's time to close that tab.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah?
We'll see.
Okay. I would love to know, let's talk about minimal wedding gifts.
Yes.
Do you have like a favourite wedding present you got?
Ooh. This is stretching my memory, my friend.
All right, why do you think?
Yeah, you tell
me
yours.
Can I tell you some of the ones that I love? So I got married at 21. Cal was 26. But a lot of our friends didn't have a lot of money. They were uni students. So we got some really cool creative presents. One is we got a pedestal fan that we still use to this day in our house. Like, it's not a romantic wedding present.
I saw it. It was out the other day, wasn't it?
No, it's a different one. You saw one of our cheap Bunnings ones.
Okay. So
but this was actually a nice pedestal fan. Something like that. We got an awesome picnic rug. And one of the other things I loved that we got was Monopoly.
Oh,
so I just think bonding. You don't always have to buy presents that are on a wedding gift registry. We're a bit of a buy books or board games as our go-to wedding present.
Yeah.
That's just our go-tos.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like often we'll buy, if we're marrying a couple, we'll often buy them marriage books. Just some books to encourage them in the journey.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the last wedding I went to. I think it was Sophie and Lyndon's wedding. And we bought them a chopping block and but had it engraved.
That's the last wedding we went to. We did a chopping block and had it engraved. That's the best.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing. I'm not sure if it's the best.
No, but it's the best that we both got it. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
There is there's an awesome website that I'm going to put link to in the show notes about a gift registry.
Oh, an online gift registry rather than go to Maya like we all used to.
Yeah, but it's an interesting gift registry. Mm-hmm. Like it's like a charity, like
ooh,
where you can donate to
and
creative ideas of how to do like what you can give as a registry.
That's a great
idea. So, yeah, I can't remember what the name of it is.
That's all right. Google's our friend. It'll be in the show notes.
It will be in the show notes. So, yeah. What else? What else do we want to talk about? We were talking about that for bonbonneries,
you could give them something to take home from the wedding table or from your decorations.
Yeah, and I thought about like doing a personalized thank you gift if you're going to have a sit down wedding.
Yeah.
And that, actually, it's all coming back to me. Yeah, that's what did.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Like a personalised thank you as your place
like
setting?
Yeah, we did like potpourri, like little bag, which is so 90s, but 2000s. But it was a gift tag. It said like, you know, dear Amy and Cal, thank you so much. And this is what you mean to us. Like it was
how lovely.
A very personalised rather than like, thanks for coming to our wedding and the wedding date. It was like Amy and Cal.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Did you do personalised thank yous after your wedding?
No. I don't think so.
So we did. That was the thing to do.
We didn't because we used that, the bonbonnier, as a thank you. Because I was like, I don't want to be.
I spent weeks writing handwritten thank yous to the 160 people at our wedding.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do that. Not because I didn't want to thank them.
No, but you didn't want to then spend that time. Yeah. First few weeks of marriage with the stress of, did you write those thank you cards?
Yes. So we did it as our bombonera instead.
I don't think people do thank yous for weddings anymore.
No, they do. They send photos of their wedding.
I don't reckon I've had one in a while.
Yeah, when was the last wedding you went to? Oh, you've been to
relatively recently. Anyway.
Maybe you're just shaming those people.
No. I'm wondering if it's a culture thing that it's changed.
Maybe. If you've been married recently, hop on our Facebook page and tell us what your wedding was like. Share photos of your wedding.
Oh, please share
photos. We would love to see your photos.
One of my clients' daughters was married only a couple of weeks ago, and she sent me through photos, and it was so lovely. So, Lynn, thank you for sending through those photos. They were beautiful.
Lynn, I want to see those photos
I'll show you. I'll show you.
Okay.
They were stunning.
Oh, so share us with your photos or share with us any ideas you've got about having a minimalist yet beautiful and creative wedding. And if you got married before Amy and I, if you got married many years before that, tell us some things that you remember about your wedding.
Yeah, what's changed?
Yeah, and if you're marrying, you know, if your kids are getting married, like we just want to know. I love weddings.
Just share with us.
I love love.
You love love.
I'm a lover.
Not a fighter. We are so glad that you've joined us for our wedding episode. Don't forget that if you want to support us financially, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering. And that is where community and our raving fans can come and make a really small monthly donation. So it can be as low as $1 a month. We've got people that are supporting us up to $10 a month. You can see what the rewards are when you jump onto that page, and it just helps us to keep bringing you this awesome podcast, flying Kirsty down to Melbourne, hiring a studio, and just loving on you guys and sharing all our decluttering goodness.
And doing crazy Facebook Lives in here in the studio.
So much fun.
And do you know what I love most about being in the studio is that we can have opportunities like we did yesterday with Sophie.
To have a listener in.
So I want more of that.
Yeah.
I want more listeners to come in and join us because it was so beautiful to meet her.
It was lovely.
If you haven't met her, if you haven't listened to that episode, it's episode 46.
46.
Yeah. Go back and listen to Sophie. She was so much fun. And yeah, I want to do that more. So please come in when we say next time when we put a shout out, come in, put your hand up and come in because we'd love to meet more of you. It was a great episode, Amy.
Awesome.
I'm all like reminiscent of my own wedding.
Aww.
And I now want to go home and be
with
Simon.
Renew your vows.
Yeah. I was like hesitant, but only because I'm like, oh, the expense of it. But then I remembered
just do it at home.
That like my wedding day was awesome. I loved getting married. Like it was such a fun day. Yeah. Fun. And because it goes by so quickly. I always tell people who are getting married.
Stop and enjoy.
Stop. Like that's just what we sit say. Back, take a moment and look around at all the love in the room.
And go, this is happening.
Yeah.
I've been planning this for months and it's here and it's happening.
Yes.
So have an amazing week. We will chat to you next week.
Can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.